This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm talking with a band that has been on the Metal Shop radar since they first started in, was it 2009, 2010? It was like going way back, dude.
You got it right.
Technically,
the Devils
right.
of Luden. What's up, guys?
What's up, Kevin?
Yo, so it's been a while, guys. You guys are killing it. You put out this album. It's been a while. And, okay, well, first off, let's start with LJ. Where are you? First, tell me what your name is, what you do with the Devils, and where you're located right now. Where are you calling us from?
My name is LJ. Been with the band like 6 years now. I'm essentially the glue of the band. I hold it all together.
Okay.
If it wasn't for me, the band would be nothing. They'd still just be playing at Studio 7, you know? And I'm at
yeah, that's kind of difficult in 2022.
Is that bad?
And I'm calling from Greenwood right now in North Seattle.
You live in my neighborhood. We should hang out.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Drew, what about you? What's your name, Drew?
My name is Drew. It's not Andrew or anything like that. It's just Drew. I am a huge Drew. And I live in Tacoma these days. I have actually lived in Tacoma since about 2015.
Cool.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who else wants to jump in?
Sure. My name's Scott. I just play guitar in this band, not a whole lot else. And I'm actually out on Vashon Island in the Puget Sound of Washington.
Is that a new thing or have you lived there for quite a while?
Nah, grew up here.
Wow.
Moved away for college, came back when I was adult, been here since. So, yeah.
Right on, man. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Ben, where are you at?
What's up? I'm Ben. I play the keyboards. I'm living in San Francisco, California, actually. It's
what are you doing down there?
You know, just living
we're
the
all
dream.
Up here.
Well, it's you guys look like you're cold. I don't know. It's really sunny. It's kind of nice.
Pretty rainy down here or up here. Yeah.
I'm the keeper of keys and the van. At Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And if you lose the keys, you owe him $20.
Yeah.
Really?
If you,
$20.
I cut a bunch of extra sets of keys for our first tour, and mm-hmm. I told everybody the moment they got in the van, I handed them all out, and I was like, $20 to me if you lose them. That's how much it costs to put them together. Like on little carabiners so you can clip them to your belt. It's actually really nice.
And then Scott lost his.
That's bull. So this is already getting derailed.
Oh man. All right, Vance, last but not least, the man on the vocals.
All right. Yep. I'm Vance. I am the vocalist. I do the breeze, the growls, the yeah, yeahs, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do a bunch of yeahs. That's all I say usually.
Okay. Yeah. Nice, dude. Okay. Yeah. Well, we are kind of celebrating the release of Escaping Eternity. I was I subscribed to a magazine called Decibel. It's like the biggest metal magazine out there. And I was flipping through it the other day on the new issue. It has Midnight on the cover. I was flipping through it and I saw there was an Artisan Era ad. And I was like, dude, Devil's Illudin up in my Decibel magazine. It was like a proud moment, dude. It was really cool. So
yeah,
for sure. I'm a subscriber as well, like 10 years. So
yeah,
flipping through it the other day, I caught it too. And I was just like, oh damn, nice.
You know? Awesome.
Yeah.
Very, what's the word? Acknowledging.
So did you guys get your copies yet on physical, like CD or vinyl?
No, not yet. But I, you know, there's problems,
sure,
obviously, with the supply chain of planet Earth at the moment. And I know vinyl's one of the things that got hit super hard.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, with a lot of these Artisan Era releases, they're kind of like running a month behind on what they thought they might, you know, when they thought they might be getting it. So.
Well, I'm one of those nerds that, as you see behind me, I still collect CDs. Wow.
What are those? CDs.
And I got the CDs. So I ordered it from Night Shift Merch. And I got it in. And it's awesome, guys. So let's get into it. First off, Artisan Era, kind of the progenitors, the really like of tech death. A lot of tech death. They just like push that so hard within, you know, the underground music scene. And I know Vance's other his other band, Aetherius. I caught myself right there. So your other band is on Artisan Era. So tell me, how'd you guys hook up with Artisan Era?
So with, you know, Aetherius being on Artisan Era, me and Scott here, you know, him playing bass.
He demanded it.
You know, he demanded. He went right up to Mike and Malcolm and just like, he was shook a gun in their face. Like, you put us on this damn label. No, but how it came across was we let Mike Lowe mix and master. Well, no, he didn't master it. He mixed it for us. And he liked it. And the next thing we knew, we were getting asked if we wanted to release it off the Artisan Era.
That's fun fact, the short, that's the short story of it. Yeah,
it is the short story.
Yeah.
Didn't the guy who does all Allegiance Records and Archspires Records master ours, though?
David Turow.
Dave Otero.
Yeah.
Dave Otero.
And Pound as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. Mike mixed it. Dave mastered it. But that was about it. You know, when Mike was mixing it, we just, you know, we knew he dug it, but we didn't know, you know, how much they dug it. So, but by the end, when it was done, and then they asked us, you know, hey, do you want to release this on Artisan Era? And we're like, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It sounded way sicker than we ever expected.
Yeah. But I mean, no real homie hookup or anything. I know people.
You didn't honeypot too hard. Okay.
Yeah, you know, because like Vance, you know, and me and Ethereus, like they might think we have like some like hookup with the label, but really it wasn't, you know. We tried doing that, it didn't work. So
cool, man. Well, the music speaks for itself then. That's definite proof of that. So how long had you guys been working on this record? It seems like it's been, you know, kind of a while coming, but it's like it's definitely a step up. Like it's like you guys really leveled up with this record, I'd say. And, you know, how long did you guys spend working on it and, you know, kind of bringing it all together?
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Let me introduce this here. So we started recording the first week that COVID hit.
Oh,
yeah. So put that in perspective right there.
That is true. For the recording of the record. Yeah. I actually mapped it out the other day because I was doing another podcast and they asked this question.
Sure.
And I calculated it was about 14 months for us to record this record.
Wow.
But the writing of it is another story. So because we've been playing some of these songs for a long time. Like, how long have we been playing fucking Incarnate for?
Yeah. Informless.
9 years.
Informless. Yeah. I know on one tour we did Evolving Wilds at some point. I think before it was called that.
Yeah. We played it at the VFA. I think it was.
In Montana?
Yeah.
Was it just because... Is it an encore? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, we played it as an encore.
I know we were jamming Abyss Walker for a while. Like, I don't know, some of these songs had been written quite a bit longer or before the album came out. I don't know. It was just a long process to get this bitch done.
Well, okay, so 14 months, guys, to break it down, dude. I know you said you've done it for another podcast, but you know, let me know, like, you know, that must have been a lot of things that got in the way, obviously, due to pandemic restrictions, or, you know, what all led to it being 14 months of recording.
The initial plan before COVID hit, January, was that 2020? I don't know, but was to release a single. Basically, we were gonna release just a song to let everyone know that we weren't dead, because we hadn't released music in a long time, and then record the whole album. Mm-hmm. And then I think Mike was busy with Infuri. He couldn't mix the single, and he was gonna be busy for a few months because he was doing like an album and EP. He's super busy all the time. And we were like, all right, well, maybe, and we should do the album. And then when COVID hit, we kind of realized that like was going to get shut down. I was like, okay, well, we definitely have to do the record. Mm-hmm. Just do the whole thing. So.
Yeah, I know everybody's work schedule got opened up pretty good during that whole thing. So that was like the perfect opportunity for us to get it done.
So being down in the Bay Area, did you come up or did you kind of record your stuff from home?
Yeah, we've never done it like this before, but I recorded it all remotely, like here on this table in this room. Yeah. And time and communication was difficult. I had a lot of stuff that I was juggling on my end. Like I'm doing remote classes during the lockdowns and stuff. That was kind of difficult to adjust to because everybody's software was not working together really well at the time. But you know, eventually we got things together, and we got all the notation hammered out exactly the way we wanted it to. It took a little longer, on my end than I would have liked, but, we made it happen, you know?
All right. Well, okay. So, Vance about doing vocals for this and then also doing, you know, vocals for Ethereus, do you have a different approach? Different bands?
Yeah, for like Ethereus, like luckily, for Ethereus, like me and Kyle, like would work together a lot of the times, but like for this last album for Leiden, like he took more on the reins on that. So he wrote like majority of the album, and like he also like layered out like all the vocal patterns for me on most of the songs, and then I would like come back on it and be like, oh, so we should kind of change it up a little bit and do this. And then I know I wrote two songs and mapped it out myself, and then Kyle would come back and hit me on, be like, let's work on this and do something different. So we would work together on that. For Devils, though, I wrote all the lyrics. Scott hates everything I do. No,
that's not true. But I
mean, he hates everything everybody does. Vance, come on.
either way, like I wrote all the lyrics. I even like had most of like all the patterns down for like where I wanted like the chorus to be for the lyrics and all this, and then finally, like when it came my time to record, I went over like every weekend or so and would record with Scott at his place on Vashon. And then we would just kind of hit a song or two and try to go as hard as we could for the weekend.
Yeah, no, Vance did 100% of all the vocals on Escaping Eternity. He did all the lyrics, all the vocal placements, and he didn't even demo out like half the record before we recorded it. So I had, you know, we had no idea what he was going to do over the songs. And it was just like, oh, the lyrics are done, the vocals are done. I was like, yeah. He's like, okay. I'm like, are you ready? He's like, yeah, no, it's all good. I'm like, come on. Okay. And so it was interesting, but, I think he has a great approach to making these songs more interesting vocally than I might have in my mind, because writing guitar riffs, I'm always like, I feel like I'll find a certain section where I'm like, all right, this is where the vocals would come in. You know, it's like this, the first verse, but it's like a minute and 30 seconds into like the song. And then Vance comes in and he's like, yeah, hit record. And then he's like screaming 10 seconds over the track. And I'm like, but that's exactly how the first track on the album is. I never pictured vocals starting that early, but I think they work way better. And the song is way more interesting the way Vance does it than the way I would have, but it's just interesting then. See his approach to it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, Drew, let's bring you in here a little bit. So obviously, you know, you've been in the band since, you know, the beginning stages. Like, you're an OG Devils Illudin dude. You know, seeing the evolution of the band, what's that been like for you, man? And you know, being a key part of that evolution, and then just, you know, what's kept you, you know, motivated to keep this band evolving?
Good question. It's a lot of work, needing something to be passionate about creatively. I started the band with Scott and our drummer, Jose, in the very beginning.
I remember.
And we just started getting together and jamming and just doing covers for a while. And that's, you know, we didn't have any plan in the very beginning. Then we finally put together a lineup with Ben and put Jamie, our bass player at the time. And then we started playing shows. Growing up, I always wanted to be a musician and playing music live. Both my parents were musicians and they were performers. And I mean, they didn't like hammer it into me, but it was just kind of the way they were and their personalities. And I don't know, growing up, I just always wanted to be in a performing position somewhere, like whether it was playing in a band or getting into Broadway musicals or being a yoga teacher. And it's a fun hobby. It beats the hell for travel out of just going to places and drinking, and that's it. Like, now we travel and maybe drink, I don't know, and play, you know, a sick set and hang out with a lot of really cool people along the way, you know?
Meet people, and you get to meet people, you get to have a reason to travel places, and, you know, you have all these connections, and you get to play music with your dudes, and, you know, it might not, you know, be like a $1 million, you know, paying career or something, but as far as a passion, you know, it's a pretty awesome passion to have. And you guys, you know, have like if you have like a normal day job and you're like, you know, just like casual acquaintance with someone who And then like they ask like, so what are you doing this weekend? You play them a song of your band, might blow their mind a little bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Whenever I go teach yoga classes and people, students find out I'm in a death metal band, they're always just like, what? You teach yoga though. That's probably where I get the best reactions about
death metal yogi.
Yeah. And Vance and I used to work at the same place a few months back. Yeah. And some of the folks there were metalheads. And that was pretty funny.
Where was that?
That was at a Milgard location, Milgard Windows, okay, in Fife. And this one guy, his name's Alfredo. He's absolutely hilarious. He's a huge metalhead.
Yeah.
So he's on the level. But God, I think there's somebody else who was like going around going like, dude, you guys, I work with the singer and guitar player of Devil's Haludin. I'm just like, we're just people. Yeah. Just having fun. But yeah. Just
I'm
stepping
friends
back
with the Devil's Haludin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
yes, you are, Rev.
But like it or not. But stepping back a little bit on about like the passion and why you want to do it. Scott's dad said something that kind of stuck with me a number of years ago.
Yeah.
About how tomorrow, if he wanted to, he could just like fly to the other side of the world and just go hang out. But he couldn't go play in a show with an awesome band that he's been with for years. And that's like one of those things that you can't just do on the drop of a dime. Like putting together a band is something that takes time and effort and energy. And I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Absolutely. And the fact that, you know,
Ben, what are you typing?
Ben, I'm sorry.
It put you right on my window front and center. You Brian. Just have this big eating grin, yeah. And you start typing.
He's on the dark
web. I love you,
man.
Someone took a picture of me, and God, I look stupid. Okay, I get it. I'm cheesing really hard.
Ben's on the dark web. He's looking up weird stuff. No worries.
Classic Ben.
Well, I can't bring up Devil's Haludin without mentioning shout out to the old Hell's Kitchen in Tacoma.
Hell yeah.
Where I originally saw you guys. Mm-hmm. A lot of shows.
Peace.
So LJ being, I think the newest addition to this band, even though you've been there six years now,
yeah,
relatively new, at least the newest, you'd seen Devil's Haludin and you'd been friends with them for a long time. What was it like getting up on stage and joining the band? Was that a pretty cool moment for you?
Yeah. How did you get in this band anyway?
Well, legend
like,
says,
I don't even remember.
I just showed up.
I was just saying, you just walked in one day and you were just playing bass. Like, who's this guy?
You kind of had a hard time keeping a bass player.
Really?
Well, so what happened was Billy, who was playing bass, moved to drums because Jose left. And I saw them at O'Malley's or Half Pint or some place on 6th Ave, right? And I was like, I want to be in that band. And so I did.
So you did.
Yeah.
So you did.
Like I had seen him probably like, you know, a million times at Hell's Kitchen or, you know, other clubs around the area, Chuck's Dwell Hole, you know, that basement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fun show.
And I was like, this is my kind of metal right here.
Yeah.
Rocks.
Do you remember back in the day when people used to
confuse us?
Because apparently we looked exactly the same.
Nice.
Yeah.
Times.
I was going to say, Vance, has anyone ever told you you look like Eason from Emperor?
I've gotten that a couple times.
What?
Actually.
What do you do now?
I always think John Petrucci.
He doesn't have that big of a beard.
He doesn't, but like I've gotten it on the boat a couple times.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
The boat. 70K. Yes. Are you guys going to be going on 70,000 tons of metal this year?
Definitely be attending.
Either or.
I will hope for either.
Yeah. Nice. Definitely.
Yeah, either. Are they doing that this year? Do you know?
Next year.
I saw an ad.
Next year?
Yeah. Okay. So they're going to start booking the next couple booking months.
2023.
I've never done it.
LJ, hook it up, dude. Get us on there.
Yeah, come on, LJ. You got the promo codes.
He like knows the like skipper or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met the skipper once. He was pretty cool.
Oh shit.
In an elevator. Okay.
So before we talk about trips, you know, and all this stuff. So do you guys have any plans to play any shows here in 2022 or beyond?
Hell yeah.
Doobies, gentlemen.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean We're trying. Yeah. We're trying to get like a tour or something.
We're talking
for sure.
Yeah. Is Ben actually going to leave the Bay Area?
He fucking better.
Nice. All right. Give him.
Otherwise, we'll turn him into a computer.
Yeah.
I got.
We know how easy that is.
I got my pass. I got my papers.
All right.
They're right here. I'm allowed to leave now.
Good. Good.
They'll even let me back in, I'm told.
Wow.
Round trip access.
You got your papers. You got your papers. Your flying papers. Nice, dude. All right. Well, we're actually going to go into a song. So this is from the newest album, Escaping Eternity by Devils of Luden. This song's called The Death of Sleep. Who wants to intro this one? Vance. All right. Vance, what's The Death of Sleep? Tell me about it.
So The Death of Sleep is the part of the story where the person that has just been like lost in own self void, basically, and like finally like coming to realize, like, after so many countless deaths of just like returning back to like a different world every time, finally realizing, like, in order to like get past a certain point of like, I don't know, a death recycle, this person has to like stay awake the entire time. It can't die, can't fall asleep, and otherwise like the world will reset. Wow. And if it resets, like, it's all over, and like the path that he knew is just gone. So
it's like the movie Crank.
Say it's a video game? Like, what is it?
No, like, it's just an idea. Make me think of Returnal. Like, it's kind of like that. It's in some ways you can look at it a video game style, but like this is just kind of like a story that I had like brewing for a while.
Cool, man.
But yeah, that's kind of it. And then like I said, like once he realizes like he has to stay up the entire time, like he sees like a different path and can pursue it, or he can just like let it and just kind of like consume him, and he'll just like restart all again.
All right. Right on. Well, let's jump into it. The Death of Sleep. It's Devils of Luden from the new album Escaping Eternity. It's Metal Shop Backstage Pass. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That was from the album Escaping Eternity, The Death of Sleep, Devils of Luden. Tacoma Band. Is it still okay to call you guys a Tacoma Band? Is that, are you guys forever known as a Tacoma Band?
Kinda.
Yeah. Vashon Band.
I think I'm the only one that lives in Tacoma now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I always tell people Seattle, just because if someone's out of state, they're gonna know Seattle.
Northwest Metal Band. There we go.
Yeah, Puget Sound. Yeah. Puget Sound.
Yeah.
So something I was kind of curious about, and it seems like it is, just based on Vance's, you know, answer about what the song was about, is, you know, you guys have very intricate artwork, and the name Escaping Eternity. I was assuming, is this kind of like an overarching theme of the album? Is this a concept album?
It's definitely a concept album. It's been a concept album for like ever since like kind of like the beginning.
Yeah,
from when we first put out Entering Oblivion, Enduring Creation, to now Escaping Eternity.
It's one whole constant theme.
In the beginning, like for Entering Oblivion, it really wasn't. But I kind of like stitched it all together to make it be that.
Cool.
Loose in the first two EPs.
Yes. Yeah.
Loose. Very loose, but made it work, and then kind of brought it around full circle and got it there. And like basically what I was saying before was like in the beginning, a person was promised something way too great and finally like decided to take a leap. The leap led this person into like his own self thoughts, and he's just been trapped there for like all time. But every time is like a different new world. And so like in the beginning, like from entering Oblivion, like we have the Marble Gallery. That's about, you know, Castlevania and like Dracula and all that. And so that's just like a own self thought of like, it was a story to him. And so that became a reality for this person.
Yeah.
Same thing. It kind of like, when you go to like the next album, the person experiences like a whole, hell level of just like everything. Like Cast of Stone is just all about, the seven deadly sins and all that. And so he experiences that in all of one like night. To this album, like we get here and he's still just kind of going through like a dream state to the point where like he's figuring out what it all is, and he's starting to remember like all these dream cycles to like all the way to the end where like he was able to make the void. He's able to create things, but when he creates things, he loses his own body because he is like creating the world with his own like self being. And so when he does that, he becomes formless, which that's the song on the album, and no one sees him. No one knows what he is. He's just like not even there. So when it gets back to Abyss Walker, like that's where like he feels anger and he'll absorb everything back in, like making himself whole and then repainting the world until like he thinks it's right, until he's able to be seen in everything, but he's never able to be seen up until Arcane Empire. Like we get to the point where like he finally like is making a decision to let it like go back to a normal life or keep on just like remaking a dream world this entire time.
Dude, I if you're
come
listening
up with all that.
If you're listening to this, I hope you followed along. I tried
this
my
is the
hardest
first time I've heard half that.
And I gotta say, Vance, this guy has been through some shit.
I would like to know more.
This guy has been through like craziness in his own mind, it sounds like. This guy, wow. Okay. So
yep.
How many more, you know, not to, you know, kind of get the cat out of the bag, but do you have more in your head of where this arc, do you already have like ideas for the next couple albums?
Like I could probably keep on going off of like different like scenarios, but this album was supposed to be like the end of it. It was mm-hmm. kind of like that moment of like inception right there at the end. Like, did he make the right decision? Did he go through the door to like end it all? Or did he come like, did he go back full cycle and just kept on creating a world over and over and over?
Did he? Who knows?
Yeah.
Might be a sequel.
You guys need to go full Coheed and Cambria and make like a graphic novel about this, dude.
Oh, I mean, like I would really love to, because like, I feel like I could actually like nail it pretty hard, actually.
It sounds like you already kind of have nailed it, dude. Like it's fucking awesome. I had no idea, and to be completely honest, it's gonna give me like a whole new dimension of being able to embrace the album that much more. So thank you for laying all of that out, man.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Well, okay, so the album is out now. I want to get an idea of like where you guys are at as far as, you know, your, so a question I like to ask, last couple of years have been really difficult on all of us. If you're having a especially difficult day, what's an album that you can go to that can like either lift your spirits, get some anger out, a positive album, a negative album, just something you can put on to, you know, give yourself a lift up from a crappy day. And LJ, let's start with you, man.
Oh, all right. So is this like of all time or is it like
anything,
like right now?
Anything that, you know, you're feeling or that is just a go-to that, you know, if you put on, it can improve your day.
All right. I'd say of all time, for like death metal, Bloodbath, Fathomless Mastery.
Okay.
But I want to throw that power of metal vibe in there. Anything from Rhapsody or Symphony X.
I have a Rhapsody poster right behind me.
Hell yeah. Nice. Up
there. With a dragon. Nice. Drew, what about you, man?
Is it okay to pick two albums?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
okay,
man.
So Dream Theater Scenes from a Memory is probably like my lifetime go-to. That one is like, and what's my my favorite thing about that album is that sometimes I'll listen to it a lot and then give it a break. But then when I come back a few months or a year or two later, it's just, it's like a whole new experience all over again. And it's just, it's always awesome, man. And I love that it's a big story. And then more recently, I really like this group called Cubby, and an album called Ember. It's just very, it's not metal at all. It's very beatsy, but it kind of puts together like chiptune together with a really good production, studio production for just really good, with just really good songwriting in terms of like a song starts and then it kind of develops and adds layers along the way. And it's very feel good and catchy and a lot of fun. So.
Okay, right on, man. Cubby.
Yeah, K-U-B-B-I. I was just pulling it up on my streaming app here.
Cool. And Papa Scott, that's what your your webcam says. What do you
got? That's what they call me. I'm gonna give two, but they're not my favorites of all time. It's just stuff that I've been jamming when I'm in the gym, need a little extra motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Both in kind of opposite sides of the
gym jams.
Yeah, you know, lifting weights. So one is a slam band called Analepsy.
They're amazing. They have a new album coming out.
Dude, the singles on this new record are, I don't know, they're hooking me. And
they
I
have
never,
so many sick guest vocalists coming on.
Yeah, totally.
Too.
Never Scott, thought I'd say.
Play the fight riff.
Yeah, totally.
Shout out Analepsy.
Never thought I'd say I'm listening to a band called Analepsy. But the other side of the spectrum is Sabaton, man.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Sabaton fan. The new record, I don't think it's quite as good as some of the older ones, but it's fucking, you know, fist pumping, you know, cheese ball power metal. You know.
Can you imagine if there was a band that was like Analepsy, like slam music, but then like the vocals were like Sabaton?
Dude, I'd love to hear it. Honestly.
Slam with power metal vocals. That's my band.
New there's genre. A band. Hey, there's a band that I've saw recently that's like that. Their name of the band is called Dragon Corpse. They're power deathcore.
I listened to them. I was
power metal
breakdowns.
That sounds awesome. I'm into it. Ben, what about you, man? What's an album that can put you in a good spot?
Oh man, it's hard for me to pick between like Hatebreeder and Follow the Reaper, but it's got to be one of those two Children of Bodom albums. Yeah. Like R. that R. just takes Alexi. Me. Yeah, for real. Like, it just takes me so far back. Like it really got me started on the path that I'm on today, you know? Yeah. And it just touches me and, like, you know, emotional core, wherever that is.
Absolutely. Wherever it is deep down.
Yeah.
Vance, what about you, man? I know you always are posting all kinds of music you listen to, so you have quite a depth of metal knowledge. What's something that you can throw on?
Something that I like usually always go back to all the time would be something from like Spawn of Possession easily. Yeah. I usually go back to Incurso. Love that album. It like literally can get me like through the day pretty good. Other than that, I would probably pick like Death for sure.
Yeah.
Like Sound of Perseverance, or anything. Some like what else? I don't know. I just listen to a lot of music like all the time. Like I was already listening to like this weekend. I was listening to The Weeknd, and then I was listening to Killswitch Engage and like The End of Heartache and like even like to Darkest Hour.
Yeah.
So
all over the place. Nice. I like it. Right on, guys. Well, again, the album is available now, Escaping Eternity, out now on the Artisan Era. What's the best way to support you guys now?
Well,
what is
the best way to support us?
Buy the record. Buy the record. Anyway.
Tell your friends and tell their friends to tell five friends and so forth.
Listen on Spotify.
Artisan Era, you can pick the album up from there, or you picked up the album from
Night Shift.
Yeah, it's on there.
Other than that, like, you could get it from Bandcamp as well.
Or you come out to a show when we have one booked.
Yes. Because I'm sure by the time we get shows going, we'll have like the merch for it and everything. And I know that we still have like a few albums or a few CDs left of Enduring Creation.
No. Well, no, we're a one. Single. Oh, one single. We have one.
One single left. Wow. Okay. Either way.
So buy that one.
Buy that one.
Somebody get the last
one. Somebody get it.
Yeah, get it out of here.
Get this out of here. But other than that, that's how you can get at us and listen to all of our stuff.
You forgot one, dude. The if everybody who listens to this takes our album and spams Anthony Fantano with it, we could probably get like 3 new listeners.
That'd be cool.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it would actually be cool.
I don't know if I want him reviewing the record, dude.
Oh my god.
That's kind of spooky.
The reviewers have been kind so far. We need to like tamper it down with somebody who's gonna like just beat the hell out of us.
Oh my god.
we're trying to get on Knotfest also, so if anyone from Knotfest is
tag
listening.
Slipknot, yeah, tag yeah, Corey Slipknot Taylor. They reviewed our record. They said it was good, so
that would be ill, man. That would be fucking awesome. Why not? It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, hopefully we will see you in 2022, and keep us updated and follow them on social media and buy the album Escaping Eternity. We're going to go into Ex Nihilo now. Here's what I'm going to do. LJ, I'm calling you out. Oh, I'm going to shut the fuck up, and you're going to do your cheesiest radio DJ impression. You're going to intro Ex Nihilo on Metal Shop. So in 1, 2, 3, go.
You're listening to KISW Metal Shop. This is Ex Nihilo by The Devils of Looted.
The Rock.
The Rock. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
See,
never thought I'd say I'm listening to a band called Analepsy, but the other side of the spectrum is Sabaton, man.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Sabaton fan. The new record, I don't think it's quite as good as some of the older ones, but it's fucking, you know, fist pumping, you know, cheese ball power metal, you know.
Can you imagine if there was a band that was like Analepsy, like slam music, but then like the vocals were like Sabaton?
Dude, I'd love to hear it. Honestly.
Slam with power metal vocals. That's my band.
New there's genre. A band. Hey, there's a band that I've saw recently that's like that. Their name of the band is called Dragon Corpse. They're power deathcore.
I listened to them. I was
power metal
breakdowns.
That sounds awesome. I'm into it. Ben, what about you, man? What's an album that can put you in a good spot?
Oh man, it's hard for me to pick between like Hate Breeder and Follow the Reaper, but it's got to be one of those two Children of Bodom albums. Yeah. Like that just takes Alexi. Me. Yeah, for real. Like, it just takes me so far back. Like it really got me started on the path that I'm on today, you know? Yeah. And it just touches me in, like, you know, emotional core, wherever that is.
Absolutely. Wherever it is, deep down.
Yeah.
Vance, what about you, man? I know you always are posting all kinds of music you listen to, so you have quite a depth of metal knowledge. What's something that you can throw on?
Something that I like usually always go back to all the time would be something from like Spawn of Possession easily. Yeah. I usually go back to Incurso. Love that album. It like literally can get me like through the day pretty good. And other than that, I would probably pick like Death for sure.
Yeah.
Like Sound of Perseverance, or anything. Some like what else? don't know. I just listen to a lot of music, like, all the time. Like, I was already listening to, like, this weekend, I was listening to The Weeknd. And then I was listening to Killswitch Engage and, like, The End of Heartache and, like, even, like, to Darkest Hour.
Yeah.
So.
All over the place. Nice. I like it. Right on, guys. Well, again, the album is available now, Escaping Eternity, out now on the Artisan Era. What's the best way to support you guys now?
Well,
what is
the best way to support us?
Buy the record. Buy the record.
Anywhere. Tell your friends and tell their friends to tell five friends and so forth.
Listen on Spotify.
Artisan Era, you can pick it up, pick the album up from there, or you picked up the album from
Night Shift.
Yeah, it's on there.
Other than that, like, you could get it from Bandcamp as well.
Or you can come out to a show when we have one booked.
Yes. Because I'm sure by the time we get shows going, we'll have, like, the merch for it and everything. And I know that we still have, like, a few albums or a few CDs left of Enduring Creation.
No. Well, single.
One single left. Wow. Okay. Either way.
So buy that one.
Buy that one.
Somebody get the last one.
Somebody get it.
Get it out of here.
Get this out of here. But other than that, that's how you can get at us and listen to all of our stuff.
You forgot one, dude. If everybody who listens to this takes our album and spams Anthony Fantano with it, we could probably get like three new listeners.
That'd be cool.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it would actually be cool.
I don't know if I want him reviewing the record, dude.
Oh my God.
That's kind of spooky.
The reviewers have been kind so far. We need to like tamper it down with somebody who's going to like just beat the hell out of us.
Oh my God.
we're trying to get on Knotfest also. So, if anyone from Knotfest is listening.
Tag Slipknot. Tag Corey Taylor. Sure. They reviewed our record. They said it was good. So,
that would be ill, man. That would be f-ing awesome. Why not? It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, hopefully we will see you in 2022 and keep us updated and follow them on social media and buy the album Escaping Eternity. We're going to go into Ex Nihilo now. Here's what I'm going to do. LJ, I'm calling you out. I'm going to shut the fuck up and you're going to do your cheesiest radio DJ impression. You're going to intro Ex Nihilo on Metal Shop. So in 1, 2, 3, go.
You're listening to KISW Metal Shop. This is Ex Nihilo by the Devils of Looted.
The Rock.
The Rock. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.